in the lunchtime edition. An attempted robbery at a Christchurch petrol station early this morning. The third such incident at a business place this week. A group of Barbadians threatening legal action if government does not postpone the planned January 31st deadline for the expiry of the old Barbados national ID cards. Tourism officials expecting massive exposure for Barbados from the more than 200 international journalists expected here for the men's T20 Cricket World Cup. And property owners could be hit with hefty fines for failing to clean their overgrown lots under tough new laws to be passed by the government. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, there was a burglary at a Christchurch petrol station early this morning, the third such incident at a business place this week. Starcom Network News understands that at about 5 a.m., a man entered the Sol Top Rock service station, snatched the cash register, and ran away. A security guard ran after the thief, who dropped the cash register on the sidewalk, and it was retrieved. On Monday night, armed men robbed a variety shop in St. Philip and a bar in Christchurch. This morning, customers at the Top Rock service station spoke of their shock at what had transpired there and about other events in the country generally.
A lot of things that are going on is not right, to tell you honest. Well, the police are trained, you know what I mean, and the government is trained too. But the people have bad minds, so that is not right. I don't like what's going on in the country. The robbery is not nice. This week you had two guys get shot, you understand, in the yam ground. So these things is bad. People spend money to put their crop into the earth. This is an establishment here that people put here so you can come and get gas, you can get little things to eat. So why you come and do these things? Go and look for some work.
I think it's crazy. I think that the people in this island right now are really desperate, and we really got to be careful with ourselves and how we carry ourselves. We can't let our guard down at all, because right now things are real bad, real bad.
Customers at a Christchurch petrol station where there was a burglary this morning. A number of Barbadians say they are ready to take legal action if government does not push back the January 31st deadline for expiry of the old national ID cards. Speaking at a news briefing this morning, spokesman for the group, Kima Safri, raised several concerns.
So I'm urging the government to push back the January 31st deadline. It's just unreasonable. You did not give the citizens any room to contribute. And contribute, I mean a joint select committee, much like what the government did with a host of other bills that allow the citizens to come to Parliament and directly contribute what they had to say. So we're asking the government to push back this deadline. If not, we stand ready to take court action against the government of Barbados if they do not push back the January 31st deadline and give us the courtesy of a joint select committee of Parliament.
Kima Stewart. Tourism officials expecting massive exposure for Barbados from the more than 200 international journalists expected here for the men's T20 Cricket World Cup. Barbados will host the media hub, as the country was chosen as a site for the International Cricket Council media to set up and cover the World Cup in June. Speaking during a media briefing this morning, manager of sports for the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Kamal Springer, said the country will benefit both in the short and long term.
We are going to be hosting 200 ICC central journalists at the Lloyd Erskine Sandifer Center. These are international journalists that the ICC have identified. We are going to have the ability to engage them about how they should experience Barbados, show them around the country, so that we can take advantage of their international reach. And then we'll be able to form relationships with them for the long term, so that whenever we have activities in the country that we want to promote, that we can do so over the long term, so there'll be long-reaching benefits well beyond the World Cup. So they'll arrive probably just before, and they'll stay here straight through to the finals on the 29th.
The manager of sports for the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Kamal Springer, in the lunchtime edition. The government plans to pass tough new laws that could result in property owners being hit with hefty fines for failing to clean their overgrown lots. This has been disclosed by the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, who was responding to a complaint from a member of the public at St. Lucie Speaks, the latest in a series of government public town hall-style meetings. Marcia Miller, a resident of May Cox Terrace, noted that at a similar session about a year ago, she had complained about overgrown lots near her home, but said there had been no action taken by the authorities.
And when I was here a year ago, I was told, give my phone number and somebody will contact me. Well, here I am again. I haven't heard from no one. No one has contacted me. No one has came to see what I'm talking about. And I just, last month, paid $2,000 to get termite treatment again. It's frustrating.
Prime Minister Motley apologized for the lack of action on the matter and instructed officials to follow up. Meantime, the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, outlined some of the steps being taken by the government to deal with such cases.
We finally got the regulations completed. It took quite a bit of effort, quite a bit of collaboration. And also, we've amended the Health Services Act. We are amending it. These two instruments together will hopefully place a greater burden on recalcitrant property owners. What we are going to be having is a fairly stiff administrative penalty that will be imposed on the landowner. And then if they don't clean up their lot for every day that it remains in that condition, the penalty increases.
The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, the High Court in Kenya today ruled against a plan by the country's government to deploy hundreds of police to Haiti. The plan was to send the Kenyan police at the head of a United Nations-backed multinational mission to fight escalating gang violence in that country. A Kenyan judge states in his ruling that any decision by any state, organ, or state officer to deploy police officers to Haiti contravenes the Constitution and the law and is therefore unconstitutional, illegal and invalid. And the UN's top court has ruled that Israel must take all measures to prevent genocidal acts in Gaza, but has stopped short of ordering an immediate halt to operations. Judges at the International Court of Justice delivered an interim ruling in South Africa's genocide case against Israel. Riyad Ali Maliki, the Palestinian foreign minister, said the judges ruled in favor of humanity and international law. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will continue to defend itself and its citizens while adhering to international law. Our top stories. There was an attempted robbery at a Christchurch petrol station early this morning, the Salt Top Rock station. The third such incident at a business place this week. A man entered, snatched a cash register and ran. The security guard ran after him. He dropped the cash register and it was recovered. A group of Barbadians threatening legal action if government does not postpone the planned January 31st deadline for the expiry of the old Barbados national ID cards. Tourism officials expect a massive exposure for Barbados from the more than 200 journalists expected here for the T-Cricket World Cup. And property owners could be hit with hefty fines for failing to clean their overgrown lots under tough new laws to be passed by the government. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast on the Starcom Network of stations comes your way at 3:30 p.m.